buying Christmas presents for your loved ones can be a bit of a tough task. There's those who you know what to get them. There's others who you often have difficulty with. But get this one. Echuca's Bidger Atkinson has given his parents what many might describe as the ultimate gift. He has gifted them a newly built house. Bidger has been away from his parents, who still live in Echuca, for the best part of 2 years, due to border closures between Victoria and his job in Perth. But it has been his goal for a number of years to give his parents a new home, to say thank you for all they've done for him throughout his life. So he's done the hard yards. He's worked so hard. He has now given his parents a house for Christmas. He spoke to Kimberly Price about how he managed to, well, get a house built without seeing it, and why he wanted to give such an amazing present this Christmas.
One of my good mates built the house, and I don't know, I've always had a, like it was one of my dreams to do that for my parents when I was about 5 years ago now, I think it was.
Yeah, great. And so when did you move over to WA?
End of 2014. Oh, but I was FIFO from Victoria for quite some time, and then I was in Papua New Guinea last year for about 6 months.
Yeah, wow.
Because of the whole border closures and stuff, I couldn't get back to Victoria, so I stayed in WA with my partner. And then when I did get a chance to come back, I could only come back for 5 days. And then, yeah, I haven't been back to Victoria since. Me and my partner have planned for in February to come over. But, yeah, we don't know what's going on because the Premier's just mandated a third vaccination, and it's probably going to change the goalposts a bit.
Obviously, your mate built this house. How did it come about that, you know, you were able to get it for your parents? Was it always the intention that he was building it for your parents?
Yeah, that was always the intention, yeah.
Fantastic. So tell me a little bit about the house. Is it, because from the photos I've seen, looks like a dream house. Did you design it?
Yeah, so I designed it. I got a draftsman in Moama to design the house for me. And then, I got my mate to build it. And I just got inspired from stuff that I liked on Pinterest. And, yeah, that's how it all came together, really. So it was quite hard when I was working overseas, trying to select colours and tiles and stuff, because when I was in Papua New Guinea, there was, at the best of times, there was no phone service or internet. So, yeah, it was quite stressful at the time. So, yeah, it's a big thank you to him and all the trades that worked on it.
So when you came over and saw the house when you were back for 5 days, was that your first time seeing it all in person?
Yeah, that was the first time I had seen it. But, like, he sent me some pictures and stuff, and we tried the video call at times when I was over in Papua New Guinea, but, yeah, it was pretty hard. But the pictures, like, don't do it justice. So when you see it in person, it's a big shock. It was hard, but because me and my mate have similar tastes and things, and I would just say, oh, well, okay, it's hard for me to see, just make a decision on what looks good, and so be it.
Beautiful. And what did your parents say when you were, like, how did you even tell them that that's what was happening, that this was their new house?
Oh, because that time that I did come back to Victoria for the 5 days, I had a suspicion I wasn't going to be able to come back for quite some time, so I thought I'd better give them a little bit of a surprise. So actually, I told my parents that my mate, who's the builder, was building a display home, because they didn't know that I was building them a house. And, I took them there one day and I said, oh, yeah, this is the house that Bill's building, this display home. And then they had a look around. They're like, oh, it's really nice, beautiful home. I said, oh, yeah, would you live here if you could? And then they're like, yeah, we'd love to live in this place. And then I just said, well, this is your new home.
And what happened next? Were there tears? Was there laughter? Was there disbelief?
Oh, they were, like, shocked. They're like, what do you mean? And I was like, no, this is your new home. This, when it's finished, this is where you should be living. And then, yeah, there's...
they both started crying and was quite emotional.
Yeah, I bet. It's kind of the dream thing to be able to do, isn't it, is to sort of help your parents, given that they did so much for you growing up?
Yeah, yeah, that was one of the big things behind it. And because my old man's health isn't that great at the moment, and I just wanted them to live a bit more comfortably than being out on the farm where they live did live at the time, you know?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So are they in the house now, or is
they're living in the new place now.
Oh, so their first Christmas in the new place. That's great.
Yeah, that's great. I wish I could have gone home for it, but unfortunately can't. I could fly back to Victoria, but I can't come back to my job. So that's the problem.
Yeah, of course. What have they been saying about the house now that they're in it? Do they still love it? Is it still their dream house?
Yeah, they're loving it. I talk to them quite regularly, and yeah, they're just still in shock. They love it that much, but they just wish I could be home just to say that I love them, and I hope that they have a good Christmas, and sorry I couldn't get home to be there with them.
And I guess now that you've given them the ultimate Christmas present, can you possibly back it up at all? Like, have you got them anything this year, or is it like this is the Christmas present for a few years to come?
No, I guess the next one will be just for me to be able to go home and spend time with them.
Oh, my gosh, what a guy. Bidger Atkinson from Echuca, who literally built and bought his parents a house. And I was saying earlier on, this, it's not like he comes from money or he's got some trust fund somewhere and, you know, he can afford this if he didn't work hard. I mean, this guy's done the hard yards, and what an absolute joy it would be to have him as your son. The parents must be so proud and obviously, as you're saying, so thankful.